Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news. Seamus Toomey is here from Block Club Chicago. You know, Seamus, I was looking at some of the news coverage of the Southport Lanes and the auction, and they had a shot of the outside of the building and that beautiful old Schlitz globe in the wall. Is this place in Fulton Market? Does that building have one of those too?
It does not have that globe, which is wonderful. There's several of these tied houses around the city, including there's one that has been turned back into a bar down in the South Chicago neighborhood. This one is at the corner of Lake and Ogden, right down in Fulton Market. It's used to be home to La Luce restaurant. That closed down a couple years ago, and this building was slated for demolition. They literally had the demolition fences up, permit was issued, all ready to go. Preservationists got involved, and they've officially saved it. It was turned into a Chicago landmark on Wednesday. The aldermen agreed that this building was worth saving. It's a Queen Anne Victorian red brick. You'd recognize it by the copper on it. It is all green now, and it's a really beautiful building with a big turret. It was going to be knocked down, and probably, we don't know exactly what the owner had planned, but it was likely to be condos or apartments or something, whatever they build in Fulton Market every other corner. So they're trying to preserve just a little bit of the old look of that neighborhood.
Yeah, good for them. So it's officially a Chicago landmark.
It's officially a Chicago landmark. You can't knock it down. You could, as they do with a lot of these, you could preserve the facade and do some other things, but it's got some protections, and it's safe from the wrecking ball.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on in Jackson Park. People are confused, but they're looking. What's this all about?
Right. This is the bizarre story of the week. Monday morning, people that live down in the Woodlawn area, this is about 67th Street, the beach right near La Rubita's Children's Hospital. A boat just showed up on shore. If you're a sailor, this is a very sad sight because it's up on the beach. It's marooned, and nobody was on it. And no one could figure out who it was.
Is it a wreck?
It's an active boat. It's called the Dawn Treader. If you own the Dawn Treader, attention, the owner. it showed up, and the Coast Guard didn't know whose it was. The Park District didn't know who it was. Chicago Police. I mean, it's registered, so they have an idea of who it was. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing is, like, people haven't really seen this, so. Neighborhood folks are coming down there. They're taking pictures next to it. I mean, some kids were going onto it and blowing the horn.
Of course.
Not a good idea. But I do believe it finally got retrieved yesterday. I think the Coast Guard probably towed it out of there, and it's in some city tow lot, where you got to pay the $125 a day.
Didn't they find out it was registered in Michigan?
Registered in Michigan, and if you're the owner of the Dawn Treader, please call Block Club or WGN and tell us what happened. I'm sure it's a harrowing story, but I hope you're okay. But strange sight on the coast, down in Woodlawn.
Maybe it'll be another hit record for Gordon Lightfoot, the story. Who knows? Now, in Uptown, let's talk about a big $5 million grant. Who's getting this?
This is the Black Ensemble Theater, which has been in Uptown for since 1976. It's really a kind of a staple up there. They do all kinds of great performances. Before the pandemic, they've been closed all throughout and really running up a lot of expenses. They said they've lost about $3 million since the start of all this. Coming to the rescue, Mackenzie Scott, who's been handing out huge bags of cash all over the city, all over the country. She gave, this is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, has been given away almost $3 billion just this year. She gave $5 million to the Black Ensemble Theater. It was one of these great stories. They got a call saying, hey, we have a client who might be interested in a donation. a couple weeks later, this check arrives. So they said in a different time, this could be used for an expansion or for, you know, a lot more. Unfortunately, they do have a lot of last year's costs to make up for, but they're going to put it back into the theater. Obviously, they're working on an art area down the street where artists can live as well, in a studio space. So they're really trying to keep this going, and it's a huge boost for them. They were extremely excited, as you can imagine.
So they didn't see this coming. It was a complete surprise.
Complete surprise. I'm still waiting for that phone call myself.
Yeah, nice.
for Block Club. We are a nonprofit.
Nice surprise. And I haven't talked to her in a long time, but Jackie Taylor, who is the founder of the Black Ensemble Theater over there at 4450 North Clark, has put on some great productions over the years. She's a wonderful person, very talented. So that's great news.
It was wonderful how many great places that Mackenzie Scott and her folks have found to support.
Mm-hmm.
That I mean, this place is obviously very well known, but it's one of those ones where you hear about it and you're like, oh, that was a great idea.
Yeah, somebody's done some great research.
Exactly.
All right, Seamus, have a good weekend. Nice to see you as always.
Thanks, Bob.
Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.